can you tell us about the different sizes there are for upright pianos?
Okay. Yeah, that's the first question of when the customers come in here. Piano, either you buy upright piano or a grand piano or has standard keyboard. When we say standard keyboard, we count all white keys and black keys. 88 keys, that's a standard. You don't want to go for 75 keys because when the kids playing better, you need more keys. Okay, so you want to go for a regular size, 85 keys. Upright piano, it's all upright piano is the piano designed against the wall. That's what we call upright piano. Upright piano is not certain height. Just whatever just goes against the wall is the upright piano. But it comes louder, different height. The difference is if we go for the taller the size, they are getting longer strings, or so you're getting bigger sounding board. It working like an amplifier. You're getting bigger speaker. So for a beginner, you don't need the big sounds. So you can buy a short piano. But when you play better and better, you like to go for the taller size. But actually, a lot of people, there's some people know just some certain model when they come in. I want a Yamaha U1. That's all I want. You don't have to stick in your choice in that narrow part because U1, Yamaha U1.
So how do you explain a Yamaha U1? That's what you just mentioned right now, okay. Right?
When you say U1, that means I want a Yamaha upright piano, 48 inches.
48 inches.
That's
tall,
what that is. Right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They even make it taller. But some other brands make 48 inches too. So you don't have to just go for that one. But anyway, usually piano comes console. Depend on manufacturer, they make 42 inches, 43, 44 inches. We all call that console. Console comes very beautiful furniture style. Those are the size designed for home use. Piano is an instrument, but also it's a piece of furniture. So if you want to consider matching with the other furniture, then you want to choose among console. It comes a lot of different finishes, different style of leg, so you have a lot more choice. But next size is 45, 46 inches high. We call studio. Those are the ones designed for studio or school or churches. So it comes very boxy looking. Next size is 48 or 52 inches. Also, those are designed for institutional purpose. So it comes very boxy. And a lot of Caucasians, when they're buying piano, 48, 52 inches, it looks like a big box. It doesn't match with. But for some reason, a lot of Asian think a piano has to be this big, has to be black, shiny one. But here, we have a lot more choices. So depend what your budget is, you can consider other size too. And taller the size is not always you have to consider. The touch, tone, color, and the beauty, you want to consider all of them.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about the different price ranges for the different size pianos?
In the same brand, if we go for the taller one, yes, you pay more for the longer strings and bigger sounding board. But if we want to compare the brand, okay, do you want to buy big bus or you want to buy small Porsche? It doesn't mean big and small, but we're talking about quality.
Okay.
So as you know, the world's best piano is a Steinway. Steinway upright piano, their starting price is about close to $30,000. But you can buy some other brand under $3,000. A lot different because the quality is different. It's made by hand. And how touch the good. So all combined, that's what the price is.
So it goes, depending on the quality of the piano, it can go from, for an upright, you can go from $3,000 all the way up to $30,000 for a Steinway upright.
Uh-huh.